for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway. And Ferntree Gully Nissen, 1000 Burwood Highway, Ferntree Gully.
It's Charles Day!
Yeah! Ready for Richo?
Pop, here we go.
Watch for Eddie.
Where's Eddie?
Well, he's up. He's like a live wire. Here he comes.
Left for torpedoes.
Oh, yeah.
From the pocket.
What you doing, Eddie Betts?
One more time for me, Richo.
What you doing, Eddie Betts?
There he is.
Kick and talk from the left-hand pocket.
How
what
good
he's doing.
Has he played since we made that song about him? Seriously.
He really has launched.
It's as though it's just coincided perfectly.
It has. Oh. It has. He's been remarkable for him. Big reason why Adelaide are still in contention at this
stage. They've been brilliant.
Floating middle of the ranks at the moment. But
how are you, my friend?
I'm well. You're looking
very really enjoyed watching the rowing together, where we utilise the word canvas.
We went overboard on canvas.
That's right.
That's what we did.
And we were concentrating on their various rates.
Yes,
that they were rowing
rates,
at. Stroke rates. I mean, I was with you, Craig, because they were down low, and I thought they had a lot up their sleeve. You were on the Netherlands, who came flying late and only missed by half a canvas.
Was it a withering finish?
It was a barnstorming finish, but we actually watched the coaches riding their bikes alongside with a megaphone, Yosemite Sam-style instructions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It made us actually think, what are we doing, mate?
What's happened?
It's 2015. Do we not have a better system?
There's got to be a better system to communicate with your team.
They ride a bike. For those who haven't watched an international, this is not just a Mad Hatter regatta.
Along the Yarra. They do it along
this
the
is
Yarra.
An international regatta.
Everyone's done this.
I think it's Lausanne, the great regatta.
Is it?
Well, of course it would be.
Where else would it be?
And the coaches ride their bikes alongside.
Yep.
There must be an unwritten law of you go first bike, I'll go second bike, because they never run into each other or never go off. But they look at the rowing while barking instructions while riding their bike.
From the megaphone. For 60,
on a megaphone.
50, 60 metres away.
60 metres away for 2,000 metres for a 6-minute event. There's got to be another way, mate.
That's a very good point.
Do we ever look at some of our sports and just think, there's got to be another way?
Well, we had Darryl Foster on today with Hoggy as our winter champion on halftime, and he was talking about how backward cricket was when he took over. He's a PE dude, phys-edder, as they like to say in the old days.
I love it.
He was a PE dude and got fitness into cricket. Got them strong, got them fit.
He said, listen, you might be able to bowl better if you don't have mud guts.
He wins 9 Sheffield Shields in 20 years as coach of WA. All of a sudden, like he recognised they were that backward cricket, that if you got that part of it right, technique and all that sort of stuff, you stay concentrating for longer when you're fitter.
That might just flow.
That might just work. So maybe there is...
there's got to be another way.
An area of opportunity for rowing people to communicate with their players, their athletes, not players, athletes better. Surely there's a radio system. Surely you can put a little headset in your ear and have your mic and just still ride your bike, perhaps, because you want to see them.
Do we need to ride a bike?
Well, how are you going to go? You've got to follow them for the 2K.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are all the coaches following the race and the race tends to be just between each other? Could we not?
Yeah.
Could we not?
Yeah.
Golf buggy style. Have an Olympic golf buggy train and you sit in there as a coach and... As the race goes, off goes the golf buggy with a train of all these, and you sit in your little buggy,
it's
which
like
is
the Eltham Railway.
Correct.
You just jump in
and someone drives it, and you just sit in there and actually.
But what if your boat's up the top with a canvas lead, and the bloke? I mean, you're in the back cabin, but the bloke in the front cabin, he was the Netherlands for a long time.
Right.
He was trailing the field. Deep,
but
deep,
my
deep.
Point is, there's normally they're close enough. Surely that might be another way to do it. It made me actually think as we were watching the rowing, and I want to put this up.
I think there needs to be a new system.
9429 1116.
I'm okay.
This
with
is
the bike.
My topic, and it's very simple, Huff.
Yes.
What are we doing?
What are you doing, Eddie Betts?
What are we doing? And this, I'm actually a little bit agitated.
Ooh.
I went today
you
down
look very
to
ragged up. Where have you been? Went in the snow.
I've been out in amongst a public park watching the school cross country. You know, they have
divisions
and districts and regionals, and there's a lot of little layers. People driving along who've got primary school kids would be nodding, going, there's lots of layers.
So where are we up to?
We're at second or third layer. I don't know. Regional? Divisions?
I'll take your word for that.
Anyway, so we went out in the park. And this is a public park with people walking their dogs around. Yet they got a cross country race. It goes for a couple of K.
Two or three.
The young little kids do two, and the after about grade fivers and sixes, they do three.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, so the little 2K race is going on. Anyway, so I'm down at the finish line. I think I can't see anything. We're in a ditch. Can't see the whole race apart from the last 100 metres.
Right.
I just walk up to the top of the hill, some 500 metres away. That way I'll get a good look at the whole thing.
Yeah, good idea.
To which an official says to me, are you a parent?
So you're sitting there by yourself?
Totally by myself, underneath a tree because it's raining. So I'm trying to get a bit of cover. Are you a parent? Yes, I am. Just telling you that the rules are, if you are near the course, you are forbidden from encouraging your child or else she or he will be disqualified.
Sorry?
She or he will be disqualified.
If you what?
Encourage. Support. Don't say a word. And I was like...
Are you serious?
And this is not a knock on her, because it's the rules.
Did you know this?
I went and looked it up. I went, you've got to be joking.
It's in their rules.
Codes of behaviour. If you're out on the course, you're not allowed to coach or encourage. So, once again, this is where I'm getting a little agitated with we're going at the moment, Half.
What are we doing?
As an organisation... As a country, as a state, as a town, as a world, what are we doing? We've banned footy cards because the little kids swap Joe Watson for two Gold Coast duds and then goes home and cries. Now we've banned footy cards. We're banning scoring in junior footy.
Don't be scoring.
Now we're not allowed to walk out on a cross country in a public park. And we're not allowed to barrack.
So are you telling me that the sport now has got to a phase, and what we've learned in the last week or so, where I can't boo you, I can't bag you.
No.
And now I can't tell you how good you are.
No.
Is that what sports come to?
Well, I am actually, in all seriousness, I am concerned where we are going.
Why can't you encourage?
What's the reason?
What's the logic?
I think the logic is that there are some over-enthusiastic, I'm trying to be very politically correct. There's some over-enthusiastic parents who are... Ugly parents who are going over the top and living their sporting life through their little kids.
That's right.
So they're trying, these organisations are trying to come up with a way to make it an environment where the kids can just do their sport and try to eliminate the parents out of it.
Why can't you encourage this?
Surely you can go there and just give them a cheer and, gee, you're doing well, love. Keep it going. You're halfway there. You're nearly finished. Do your best. Good on you.
Don't cop that from that dribbler. That's probably going overstepping the mark.
That might have been the reason why they brought the rule in. And it just made me think. I came in here and, you know, I walked in here and I'm frustrated.
That's not right.
Can
you clap really loud?
I think you can down at the finish line, but you just can't out on the course.
Whoa, hang on a minute. What's the difference?
Well, because out on the course, I don't think you're allowed to. I don't understand the difference. But I'm just highlighting this, and that's not to knock the lady that was just following the rules.
She's doing the job.
She was just telling me, hey, just giving you a heads up. If you say a word, your daughter could be disqualified.
Can you encourage other people's kids?
Well, I didn't want to get into that with her. I didn't want to say, what happens if I encourage every child? What happens if I...
Can you disqualify everyone?
Can I
null and void.
Can I encourage everyone but mine and therefore disqualify all them? But it just makes me start to think about how many rules we've got. We've got this, what's this rule where this guy's been arrested in America for taking up too much space? Men are now, it is against the law, and he's been arrested for sitting on a train with his legs spread, taking up too much room. They're calling it man lounging or something like that.
He got arrested for that.
He got arrested in America.
Right, so he's the criminal.
because he's lounging with the legs open, taking up too much room.
Did anyone ask him to just, can I just squeeze in?
Just, can you
just put it together,
pop
so
the boys away for a sec so we can...
So you got to arrest him first and then ask. Is that what happens?
You know what? I think we need a referendum. I don't know if that's the word for it, Half. Whereby some sane people in the world actually just say, enough, can we just stop catering and pandering to the ridiculous minorities? What world are we going to have in 20 years' time, Half, the way we're going?
Well, I'm concerned about it at this stage. And there's been some feedback for you off the SMS. It's not cool. Paul's in Flemington.
Manspreading.
Manspreading is what it's called. You get arrested for that these days. Paul's in Flemington. He's on the open line, 9429-1116. G'day, Paul.
Oh, just a couple of things. I hope that guy doesn't have, like, shorts on or something. That would be the problem. But
Yes.
Yeah, that's not ideal, is it?
Wow. No, tight running shorts wouldn't be the go.
It's coming into summer.
Yeah. I think people are trying to take away the right of you being a dad. And I
100% agree.
Yeah, and this is, and I had a thought on this, and I know that Daniel and I, you and I, were thinking about on the same line with this. What, you're a dad, and you've been, or you are very good at what you do. You're a professional at in martial arts. I'm a professional. Daniel, you've been very high and professional in your sport.
Yes, elite.
I found this attitude of. And what I had to do, if my son was in fighting and competing, I would completely take off my hat as the referee or the judge and the main guy, and I would just go and barrack for my son. And if anyone came up to me and said, no, you're not allowed to barrack, you're not allowed to do it, I'd tell them where to go. And I think that right can't be taken away, that this is not the ugly parent. This is somebody that just wants to cheer on their own kid. You can't take that away from somebody.
Well, they are desperate to do that.
It's an interesting civil liberty that they've had a crack at.
Well,
I know it's within the confines of a registered sport, and there's obviously a framework behind that.
Come on.
But it's an interesting liberty that just said you can't support your kid.
What are we actually doing? What are we trying to do? Are we stopping the majority of good, solid citizens and saying, listen, if you don't mind, can you... Half just don't barrack for Abby when she competes there is one peanut out of 100 who's wrecked it for everyone.
That's what we're legislating against these days.
Correct.
We're legislating the peanut.
But you know what? The 99 out of the 100 at the moment just keep rolling over and go, okay, yeah, right, we understand we understand the rationale. When does the 99 actually say, you know what? This is ridiculous. Where you're banning footy cards. You're banning cheering. We're not allowed to score in junior footy because the kids that aren't winning will feel disappointed. When are we actually going to stop as a society and say, this is craziness?
Bit of fun, frivolity, jocularity, hijinks, Tom Frawley, shenanigans at some stage, I'm sure, this afternoon with Jason Richardson, the 1993 Stool Gift winner, 57 Steps to Glory, and captured the heart of a nation. He dreamt about it for about a year. And today he's come in and he's not happy. Not happy? Upset?
Well, a smidgen agitated.
A smidgen agitated is not a bad way of saying it. Just for those that have just joined us, Richo, just a quick summary of what's happened so far.
I want to know when the 99 out of 100 good parents, good people in society are actually going to say enough of this pandering to the minority. I was at a school cross country today, out in the middle of nowhere in this public park, and I got reminded by a lady who was just doing her job. No knock on her. She was absolutely lovely. Just said, a reminder of the rules. If you're out on the course as a parent and you offer any encouragement to your child, they will be disqualified.
Which I find staggering. You can't support your own kids, and that is just something else. I'm trying to get in touch with School Sports Victoria too. I want to get to the bottom of this and find out how this has happened.
It is not a knock on them, because I actually, you know, we all understand what the rationale of all these types of rules are, of there are some ugly parents out there that are wrecking it for everyone. But it's time that people like you and I, Harvey.
Good, solid citizens.
Solid citizens.
Great supporters of their kids.
Say, no, we actually want to go to our football or netball. We want our kids in under 10 to actually play footy and score. We actually want to say, well done, mate. Or, gee, that was, that's a disappointing loss, but you'll learn from it and all the best, but good on you. Good on you for getting out there and having a crack. Fantastic. Good on you, love. Run as fast as you can. Well done on winning.
Do your best.
Imagine actually having, nowadays, having the Well, I don't even know the word to actually say to a kid, you've come first, well done.
Don't be saying that. Don't. You'll open up a whole can of worms.
Come on.
We're legislating against
the poo-nut. I think today's the day.
Today might be the day where the parents revolt. The parents are revolting, so they say off the SMS, Richo. I'm not sure which way to read that. Steve's in Maribyrnong. G'day, Steve.
How you going, Daniel and Jason?
Good, thank you, Steve.
Look, it's a fine line sometimes. What I tend to do, and I've got my little one playing first year football, I've noticed that what I tend to do is I tend to cheer as a general type statement rather than calling out my son's name because of a couple of reasons. And one is because of the pressure you might be putting on your little one. And then also just as a general thing. But I do notice one thing. The more you cheer sometimes for your individual kid, there's this bit of a up the ante competition yelling out kids' names. And I am stunned and surprised playing, you know, coming from the 80s playing junior football and some of the carry on and some of these parents, which then goes to say that, it's like as if you can't do it and you shouldn't be, and you shouldn't be told to stop doing it. I mean, I'm love yelling out my son's name, but I reckon it's a bit of a mess out there with parents.
It is a mess, and now's the time that we actually say, come on, Steve, common sense.
Common sense.
Let's just get, I know we've gone to a point in 2015 where that politically correct now that it's, I worry about what our next step is. And we've got an SMS from someone. What about this? This sums up where some people are saying, remember when we were kids? Our folks barracking during an event was embarrassing. We preferred just our mates. Tell all parents to go off shopping and not watch.
Well, I'm not sure that's going to be so, strengthening the bond of parent and child.
So we bring life into the world and we support them everywhere, but
we'll go shopping.
We go shopping when they go and do sport because we're the problem. Come on, Huff.
Come on. Come on.
Fix this, will you?
We just had a chat to, the R&D department just had a chat to our good friends at School Sports Victoria. And no one available for comment this afternoon, probably because they're still athletics or track and field. Where are they? Cross country.
I think
cross
it's country. Wrapped up by now.
Cross country. They're still there just bringing in the witch's hats, which takes a while. Christy in Reservoir's on the line though. G'day, Christy.
Afternoon, boys. How's it going?
Doing well.
Richo, I think you need to lead this. I think you can do it. Maybe get a petition going or something like that, get the families together, get them to reinstate the rules or even ask KB to help. Instead of saying you can't cheer or encourage, just have a little clause saying you can, but if you go overboard, you'll get it taken away or the child will then be disqualified.
There's got to be a way.
This is a day. And in all seriousness, Jason,
June 2.
With your history in athletics particularly, I'm being very serious here. You are a very good crusader for this cause. You could champion this cause. You could lead this cause with your profile. I think you are the man to really step up and take this under your wing and say, righto, I'm going to lead this charge. You'll have enormous support. You can see the SMS machine.
We are getting some support.
You're getting enormous support off the SMS machine and from our calls as well. I think this might be your calling.
This is some of the contribution from our SMSs. Boys, as a partner of a school teacher, the reasons these ridiculous rules are being brought in are the parents. It's not the schools. It's a joke, says Trav. It's to stop abusive encouragement and more so coaching, says Anonymous.
There's no abusive encouragement. That's not encouragement.
Hey, Half, happens at our school sports. Parents and team members are now not allowed to barrack. It may upset the kids who are not winning.
Well, that can happen, but I don't care. You should be able to support yours. Support your own. Where's the problem with supporting your own?
You're not allowed to cheer at their school because it can upset the kids not winning.
This is why we're not getting coping mechanisms for kids.
Half, come on.
This is why we're having issues later on in life in teenage years.
Adrian in Lower Templestowe, please. Some sense from you, Adrian.
G'day, guys. Look, I have to agree and disagree. My son plays in a junior soccer club. And I've actually bailed him up and I said, what do you think about everyone cheering on the sides? And they get pumped. And they're only 11-year-olds and they love being cheered on. They hate quiet surroundings. But what's tough, it can be the tricky between parents and coaching. Some coaches can get really tough where he plays. And we've had kids actually pulled out because the coaches are too tough. But if we back off too much, guys, I reckon a lot of our sporting codes will become punty, and I don't want to see that.
Well, it's a slightly different scenario with the team environment as opposed to the school sport environment, where you're just there cheering on your child. Mm. There's not a coach as such for a cross country team, Richo. There's someone looking after the crew when they get there on the bus.
That's right.
Make sure they got their lunch.
Helping them with their tying their shoelaces
and their
up.
Raincoat.
That's about as extensive as it gets.
We know in local junior sport that there are some issues with coaches that take life very, very seriously. But they are, fortunately, from what I know anyway, trying to be weeded out as often as possible.
Wasn't there, when you were growing up, wasn't there over-exuberant parents that you can probably remember playing footy, and there was one dad who had some flog tendencies, but didn't they just get weeded out? Didn't the other parents just say to him, mate, get the foot off the accelerator we're having a good time. It's under 12s. Just relax.
Let them go. Yeah, but very few. I can remember very, very few instances through my career. And I know the world of professional sports changes, more money, so more parents are pushing kids into those areas, Richo, just in the hope that they might be able to make it to the big league and make all the big dollars. I get that. But seriously, this is school sport, mate. This is cross country.
This is great. Grade three cross country. I don't think Olympic aspirations are on the line just yet.
Jason Richardson has set a cat amongst the pigeons today. He's come in and he's calling for widespread reform. That's what he's doing, effectively.
That's right. And I need your support.
I'm with you. I need you to lead the charge.
Okay.
I'm
a bit busy. But every time the microphone's in your possession, I want you to just keep this at the forefront of your magnificent cranium.
Not allowed to support his daughter today at the cross country. It was an act punishable by disqualification.
That's right.
Of said daughter, which I find unusual. Glenn's
which
in Melbourne.
Which would have been tough.
G'day, Glenn.
How you going, fellas?
Good.
I just want to talk about how it impacts on their life as well. Like, it's all right. It's ridiculous what you're talking about. I agree 100% with Richo, but we've already seen the very first inklings of generation coming up, like, you know, in the workforce and stuff like that. They can't accept feedback. They can't accept any type of criticism or any type of structure or authority. They just think, you know, they're just like, what? What? Yeah. You can't say that. You can't say that to me. Same if they don't get a job or, you know, they might imagine trying to fraternise with the opposite sex. They're just going to not be able to take no for an answer. I don't know what we're turning them into, but it's something that has to stop.
And that's the key, Glenn. We've got to say stop. And it's interesting because the position it puts teachers and coaches in, I mean, you wouldn't be a coach or a teacher of these little kids for all the tea in China. The amount of eggshells you've got to, you know, avoid. Mm. You're like, hang on, like, you know, that guy, he's not really good enough to play, but there'll be ramifications if I don't select him in that forward pocket. There's ramifications.
There are ramifications. Don't you worry about that. Well, it's a great point, Glenn. It's a good point. It's a topic we've discussed a bit on Casual Friday over the years, Richard. This generation of almost entitlement that everything's theirs because they've been able to get away with this sort of activity through their junior years. And they just build this belief that, you know, that everything they do has to be applauded.
Someone eventually has got it. You know what?
Someone's got to lose eventually. Life's about losing.
The next prime minister that comes as this as his number one, as his number one thing.
Yes. Policy.
Policy. I want us just to get back, just have some common sense. Right. He's getting straight in.
Yes.
Straight in.
Yes. So I want that to be you, Jason. I would vote for you.
Common
three
sense.
Votes, not one vote. Brownlow
style, find
out. Three votes.
Let's find out if Mick in Springvale agrees with me. Hello, Mick.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, bud.
Yeah, that's good. I love your program. Love the topic.
Thanks, Mick.
What I wanted to make was make a point of is I actually tried to become a coach because of the fact that you couldn't say anything to your kids. Now, I wanted to become a coach because I couldn't scream out on the sidelines. The point you made about eggshells, you walk on less eggshells being a coach. You're allowed
that's
to scream out. You're allowed to encourage. But being a parent on the sideline, you can't say anything. And it's very frustrating, like you said, all the minute peanuts out there that spoil it for everyone.
Well, I'll
tell
you what.
Legislate for.
We've been, as a collective of the good guys and those with common sense, we've been too silent. You know what? We've just rolled over and allowed all these rules to come about.
We have.
Eventually, I mean, these sorts of rules must have come up for discussion.
I wonder.
They must have come up for discussion, and people have just rolled over and said, "Yeah, we understand what you're trying to do." There's people who are over the top, and it's putting undue pressure on the kids, and that kid's suffering as a result. So let's just blanket ban, no cheering. But surely there should have been some...
Which brings its own problems longer down the line. So we didn't quite think that much through the situation, perhaps. Mick, thanks for your call. Luke's in Mulgrave. Hello, Luke.
How you doing, lads? Good. I'm loving this topic. It's been a long time. So I'm a 38-year-old ex-bricklayer. I've just moved into the early childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Teaching realm.
Yep. Good on you.
I think we're setting our kids up for failure because we don't know how to cope with defeat. And my ideal is that if you don't understand how to lose something, then how are you going to understand how to win? The other thing is that if I'd gone through life like these kids are going through it, mate, I wouldn't even be getting out of bed because I used to be a skinny short bugger and I was told I couldn't play football. So I didn't play football. They didn't put me in the middle and then, you know, blow the whistle every time I got touched. Yeah. I went and played another sport. I played basketball. I've played a lot of basketball and I coached probably 1,000 games and I've had 2 groups of kids from 8 to 18, all grown up brilliant people because I had communication with the parents. If you explain to the parents what you're trying to teach the kids, then you've got a better chance of the aggressive parents not attacking. And the other thing was I ended up growing up and becoming a bricklayer, being a tall bloke and a skinny bloke, and I was told I couldn't do that. But to me, in the genre I grew up in, is you pushed yourself. You prove to the other person, I can do it. You say I can't do it, but I can do it.
That's right.
Good on you.
Yeah. We like that stuff.
And how much better are we for Luke in Mulgrave and his type being around? And if we don't actually draw a line in the sand, there's not going to be many around in 30 years' time, half, the way we're going.
No, that makes perfect sense. Thank you, Luke, for your call. Good stuff from you.
Sean, what are we doing?
What are we doing, Sean, in North Dandenong?
I agree with you, Richo. Well done bringing the topic up. Oh, I deal with a couple of silliness from my children's primary school.
Hey!
Hey! I'm happy in the back seat. Every week when they have assembly, they sing the anthem.
Yeah.
And I was told that it was inappropriate and not appreciated that I would applaud after the national anthem was sung.
Why?
Why?
I couldn't explain that. I found myself flabbergasted, but they did not appreciate it, and I was told not to do so.
Because the other anthems might feel a little bit left out.
Well, there might be a Canadian in the at your school that would be a little miffed that there wasn't a quick version of
Canada
or a Kiwi. Sean, was there a Kiwi there that was a little disappointed?
I'm sure there must have been someone in the background having a sob.
I think you're going to sing it. I think you're entitled to applaud it. Anyway,
that's craziness. Yeah,
that is craziness. And great to have some input from the back seat, too, there, Sean. Thank you for your call. 13-4, we need to get to a break. Richo, I'm serious. You need to lead this campaign. Look at the SMS traffic we're getting here, let alone the support you've got on the open line. This is some sort of campaign you've just started. We need a name for it.
And I know I need to know where you are on the ticket.
Oh, I'm right next to you, brother.
But I sense behind me.
But behind you a little bit. Back on the 45. One out, one back. That's where I am.
I did sense that.
A few SMSs out there, Rich. I weren't aware that there was anthem envy in schools.
I've got anthem envy for O Canada.
Canada. It's a great song.
Great song.
Don't know the
What's New Zealand's?
No, Too Hard Basket.
God Save New Zealand.
Yeah, that's the end.
No, that's the name of it.
Oh, but that's the end.
Or God Bless New Zealand.
Something
God Save.
New Zealand.
God Bless. God Bless New
Lizzie?
Zealand.
Why didn't Lizzie get a go there? The Queen. When the monarch.
I think it's fair to say she's had her fair share of adulation.
Well, maybe. We've got to drag her back. I reckon there's too much adulation for the Queen. Not everyone's getting that adulation. We need to level the playing field.
Imagine they quieten her down. You're not allowed to cheer her.
Imagine when she drove in her carriage just in front of Buckingham Palace and people just stood there.
Silent. Because
you weren't allowed to say
anything. Because if you clapped her, that may offend Princess Mary in Denmark. She wasn't getting the same level.
She get my clap. Jimmy's in St Kilda. G'day, hello. Jimmy.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. I say good afternoon, boys.
It's close enough, mate. It's close enough.
Go for it, Jimmy.
I have to disagree with you.
Right, I could.
Talk to
from
us.
Experience. Well, I was in my schooling days a long time ago. I was the member of a very unfortunately poor soccer team, and I was its goalkeeper. So,
yeah.
I think we were down double figures by half time.
Most games.
Nearly every game. And very early on in the second half, on one of those rare occasions we were actually in attack, my mother took it upon herself with a glass of wine in one hand and a bag in the other to walk onto the pitch down to me to offer me some words of encouragement.
Well, no, you're not allowed in the field to play. We know that, Jimmy. That's pretty straightforward, that rule. That's hard and fast.
Yeah, but, Jimmy, look, what lessons have you learnt throughout as a result of this?
Well, what I learnt was that I took up sailing because there was no way my mother was sailing.
See? It's a lesson, though, Half.
You adapted. You became better as a result, Jim.
I love that.
Well, we can't be getting into the field of play action. Hey, Jimmy, I like that. That's good. Took up sailing. $100 voucher to Ribera's Restaurant coming your way. Sensational Seafood Sundays are all the rage down there. 480 Victoria Street, North Melbourne. You will love it.
You stuffed up their anthem, New Zealand.
You did.
It's God Defend New Zealand.
God Defend. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
I thought it was... What did I say? God
not
bless.
That I'm probably expected to know too many other anthems around the world.
What do you mean?
Well, how many do you know?
Well, I know the USA,
well,
of
how's it go?
We all know.
Well, how's it going?
Yeah, no, of course, it starts with the, we know
of course
that.
It starts with...
it's a given.
It starts with...
Oh,
there you go. You're fair. Yeah. Well played.
So we've got that. We've got O Canada. We've got God Defend New Zealand.
Well,
we've got...
we do know now.
Of course we do. We love that. We've got. We've of course got God Save the Queen.
Yes.
Well, which is Great Britain's anthem. It's is that England's anthem?
Well, see, the great...
So I think England's anthem is... Tough one.
See, there you go. See, you don't need to know all the other.
Well,
anthems.
You should know this through Commonwealth Games.
You only need to know one.
No.
Just the Aussie one.
Well, Commonwealth Games is when they all break up. And that's how you get to know that the Scottish anthem. Is it the Flower of Scotland? Should be.
Wouldn't it ever? I've got no idea.
You don't know the Flower of Scotland?
Well, I don't think so. I know the Pride of Erin. I book into that, my dead
you
ball.
You would have done the Pride of Erin.
My word, I did.
Oh, gee.
Mandy Stevens and I did one of the great prides of Erin in the history of the world.
Really?
Yeah. I could go.
Really?
Sliding,
how many depths did you do?
Sliding across that floor hard.
How many depths? Because you would have been in great demand as
a partner. No, it was no good. Depth season was no good. It was footy season.
Oh.
Because you can't promise. I could be a broken schnoz. I could be a broken leg.
Hang on. You're only at school.
Mate, I was elite. Don't forget, I was.
Suppose you had a beard.
Could have busted a shoulder. Could have done an AC.
What are you doing at Pride of Erin?
How do you do the Pride? No, playing footy, you goose. So how do you commit,
mate? You can still survive a Pride of Erin with a busted wing.
You'd break a girl's heart rocking up in your wing suit.
When you go into the circle and then come back out, you can just stay out.
It's not the
do-si-do.
What's that thing? You put your left foot in, you put the left foot out.
I'm sure the Pride of Erin had some in and out
stuff. It's not the bloody do-si-do thingy.